My name is Norm Coleman, and I want to be your governor. I believe that I have the vision, experience, and energy needed to lead Minnesota into the next century. When Minnesotans step into the voting booth, they need to ask themselves a few questions. Which candidate has the proven experience of governing? I have done that. Which candidate do you trust to truly deliver to cut taxes? I have done that each and every year that I have been in office. Which candidate do you believe will grow jobs and increase opportunities for all Minnesotans? And again, the answer is Norm Coleman. I am the only one who has delivered on what Minnesotans say they want in a governor. As mayor of the capital city, I have demonstrated my ability to govern, to cut taxes, and to create an environment in which jobs grow, in which people want to raise families and retire. I am the only candidate who has done this. Minnesota faces a very clear choice in this election, a choice of two paths and two visions. The path that I offer, that Norm Coleman offers, is a path of greater freedom and greater opportunity. When you cut taxes, you give people freedom to make choices as to what they do with their money. I will cut taxes. I have cut taxes, and I have laid out a plan that will reduce income tax rates across the board, that will eliminate the marriage tax penalty, that will eliminate the Minnesota Care Provider Tax, the so-called SIX tax, that will return $500 million of this year's surplus, that will expand education tax credits and deductions to give all parents the opportunity to make choices about their kids' education. 70% of those dollars go to parents of kids in public schools, and parents of all kids can buy their kid a computer, can give them the books that they need or the tutoring if they need that. In addition, for Minnesota farmers, I've set aside $150 million to pay the first half of 1999 farm property taxes. That safety net that will allow Minnesota farmers to be in the field and then to move forward with what I believe can be a brighter and more prosperous future. I am the only candidate committed to innovation in education, one fully supporting funding for K-12 education, recognizing that we have the highest standards for all students, but also understanding that we've got to get parents and teachers involved in the local level so that they can direct the path to reach those higher standards, that we need to truly reward excellence in Minnesota teachers, merit pay, so that we reward the best, so that our kids get the best, and then giving those teachers the opportunity to be able to teach, have discipline in the classroom, have smaller class sizes, so that, in fact, our kids can learn. But it needs to be with a commitment to innovation and education. I am the only person in this race running who has put murderers in jail, who has looked in the eyes of the victims and talked to them and understand the terrible impact crime has on our community. We need to be tough on the big stuff, the gangs and the drugs, and we've done that in the capital city. But I also understand the importance of dealing with the little things, the truancy, the graffiti, things that set the tone, the quality of life. I will be vigorous on crime because I have been there. It is not a philosophical issue. It's a real issue. To rural Minnesota, I have stood with Minnesota farmers. Minnesotan farmers need the opportunity to sell their product. I have been with them for fair and free trade. Minnesota farmers want to make sure that government doesn't impose arbitrary restrictions on harmonious growth. We need to have a firm commitment to the environment, but let brothers come together to kind of build the kind of farms they need to stay on the land. My opponent, Skip Humphrey, has a very different vision. His vision is one of more government, one of more programs. For every problem, there is a promise and a program. And when you have promises and programs, what you get is more spending. And when you get more spending, you have higher taxes that drive away jobs, that drive away growth, that drive away opportunity, that in the end make promises false promises because government doesn't have the capacity then to pay for those promises, to pay for those problems. And then what you get is cynicism and false hope, and we all suffer in the end. In the end, then, our path is a path of freedom. Freedom by cutting taxes, freedom by ensuring world-class quality education, freedom ensure safer streets. I've been endorsed by the St. Paul Pioneer Press, been endorsed by the Red Wing Republican Eagle, been endorsed by the New Ulm Journal, been endorsed by the West Central Daily Tribune, because they understand that the path that I offered, the path that I've delivered on, is the path to Minnesota's brighter future. If you want to create top-notch schools, if you want to keep streets safe, if you want to cut taxes, if you want to have common sense regulation that's going to allow freedom and opportunity to grow, you need to vote for Norm Coleman.